Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. America, my friends, is exceptional for many reasons, not the least of which is the way our pioneer DNA morphed into entrepreneurship. But all DNA, as you know, has to be nourished, and the food of entrepreneurship is capital. As America's pioneers claimed manifest destiny, they simultaneously created businesses and markets which were funded at first by sweat, blood, and the personal capital of these pioneer entrepreneurs themselves. And as businesses and markets grew, additional capital was needed, which was provided by another American invention, locally owned banks. Today we call them independent community banks. There are a number of reasons America became the world's economic leader, but no factor was more important than the financial, legal, regulatory, and trust environment that fostered relationships between independent banks and small businesses. These two Main Street sectors formed a symbiosis that simply does not exist anywhere else on planet Earth. That's one of the reasons why entrepreneurship is strong in America, not so much in Europe. Indeed, without this symbiotic relationship, the twin pillars of the American dream, which is home and business ownership, would not have been possible, nor would the financial foundation of American exceptionalism. But folks, this unique relationship between community banks and small businesses may be in peril, but not because anything that those two have done. The financial crisis of 2008 shined a bright light on the behavior of large financial institutions, which had become too complex to regulate, too clumsy to manage, and according to the government, too big to fail. But as the federal government and regulators attacked this crisis, independent banks became collateral damage, as the new regulatory regime does not differentiate enough between big banks and small ones. It's troubling enough to learn that independent community banks that are existing, that are currently in business, are finding it difficult to manage under the new regulatory pressures, but that's not the worst of it. Prior to 2008, when an independent community bank closed or was acquired by a larger bank, the marketplace would produce a brand new community bank to fill that newly vacated relationship banking niche. But the following stats that I'm going to tell you about in a minute foretell an alarming trend. According to the Independent Community Bankers of America, and some of this information also came from the FDIC, there are 1,119 fewer independent community banks today than there were in 2007. And in 2008, 2009, and 2010, in those 3 years, only 96 new banks were chartered. And since 2011, there's not one new independent community bank has been chartered. Not one in 18 months. And if industry experts I talk to are correct, the net number of independent community banks will continue to drop, ultimately, in my opinion, to a very dangerous level. There are many causes of this alarming trend, my friends, but presently the greatest offenders, there are more than one, are the one-size-fits-all solutions, I'm doing air quotes there, solutions, being imposed by overreacting politicians, overreaching regulations, and overzealous regulators. In nature, as you know, as you've seen many times, when one member of a symbiotic relationship is diminished, the other is usually harmed too. Fewer independent community banks, I believe, will result in a weakened small business sector. I call this trend the small bank, small business cascade, and my friends, this must be stopped. We have to prevent this cascade from happening, because as small banks diminish, small businesses will have less access to capital. Now, I'm not saying anything against the big banks. The big banks are fine, but big banks come and go in the small business sector. There's no question about that. Look what happened in 2008. After 2008, the big banks pulled back from small business, and they had to do it for their own survival reasons. They had to protect their balance sheet. No question about that. They had to do that because of their relationship with the regulators and also their relationship with Wall Street. They had to pull back. But small banks did not pull back. Small independent community banks continued to be available to small businesses throughout the whole financial crisis period and up until today. There were some independent banks that failed. We know that. But most of them, thousands of them, literally thousands of independent banks were always available, were always there. Never a day were they not there for their small business customers if they needed them. And so, in my opinion, if entrepreneurship is going to continue to grow in America, which you and I know that that's the key to our growth in the future, is entrepreneurship through small businesses. If that's going to continue, we've got to have plenty of access to capital, which primarily, in my opinion, means a healthy independent bank sector, independent community bank sector. And the numbers I just gave you show that we're heading in the wrong direction. And that if that happens, that will harm small businesses. And that's the reason I call it the small bank, small business cascade. And as I said earlier, it must be stopped. We've got to find a way to stop this trend. Small businesses are not only the backbone of the U.S. economy, they're also the seedlings of future big businesses and the personification of the American dream. America, beware the small bank, small business cascade. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. But if I ever caught you running around, throwing my money all over this town, then I wouldn't be doggone. Hey, hey, I'd be long.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.